From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The use of affirmative action is permissible in undergraduate and law school admissions at universities, and that's just a tremendous victory.
I'm in a rage. I'm beside myself. I'm in meltdown. I'm totally dismayed. Because the Supreme Court has basically signed off on racial quotas and on racial classifications, racial double standards in education, and that will extend to employment, contracting, and so forth into the future.
What the court did today is recognize the basic humanity of gay people and say that gay people and straight people have the right to make their own choices about what they do in their bedrooms with the people that they love.
Oh, I think this is a very negative development, and I think now it's just opened up almost anything in the name of so-called privacy. So this is a serious problem. We're going to have to think about how to deal with it.
With an overwhelming vote in the United States Senate of 76-21, we passed the most sweeping change in health policy in a generation. We are one step closer to a day when seniors and individuals with disabilities will no longer anticipate a trip to the pharmacy with dread.
I've said to my colleagues, if you think that the hole in the donut is the most delicious part, then this is probably a good plan for you. But it's pure air. There's nothing there. And the tragedy of it is that in this bill, the seniors continue to pay the premium without getting any benefit once they fall into that hole in the donut.
Separately, the bodies of six British personnel who appear to have been killed in another incident were recovered from Al-Majar al-Kabir. These personnel were members of the Royal Military Police who had been engaged in training the local Iraqi police. Initial information suggests that they may have been involved in an incident at the police station in Al-Majar al-Kabir.